Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. We're here in the defensive line meeting room. It's a much quieter place these days around the Under Armour Performance Center. All the players have gone away for the offseason, so it's kind of quiet. There's a stillness around here right now, but it's a fitting time for the fact that we're in this room because one of the big questions this year is who's going to be back, and that's where we'll start right now with this version of buy or sell. The big guy right now behind Joe Flacco is Paul Kruger that a lot of people are asking about, and ESPN says that Paul Kruger should be the second priority after Flacco this offseason. Are you buying or selling that?
Wow, that's a tough one, but I think I am selling that. I mean, Kruger had a great season, obviously was a key factor. The number one pass rusher on a Super Bowl winning team. Obviously, you'd love to keep him. But I think with the salary cap situation being what it is, he's going to be a high-priced guy. It's going to be tough. So I don't know that you can make him a priority, to be honest, because you're going to have a hard time keeping him. Plus, number two, I think the inside linebacker position is really where it should be the first priority. I think the Ravens have issues there with Ray Lewis retiring, Jameel McClain's health, I don't know. Danelle Ellerbe is a free agent. My own opinion, Ellerbe, I think, needs to be the first priority after Flacco.
So if Ellerbe's that first priority, the other big question is maybe do the Ravens look at that inside linebacker position in the draft. So let's go ahead and move in that direction. Sports Illustrated, CBS, ESPN, National Football Post, all kinds of mock drafts that have them out right now have the Notre Dame middle linebacker, Manti Te'o, the Heisman runner-up, coming to the Ravens. Is he going to be here in Baltimore next year?
At this point, I am selling that. I think, obviously, it's possible. There's a reason why these things were linked to him. You know, all these mock drafts have the Ravens linked to him. However, I think that it remains to be seen what his draft stock is. He did a decent job at the combine. His pro day is still coming up. He needs to run a faster 40 time, I think, for the Ravens to take him in the first round. Got to have more speed than he showed at the combine. But there's other prospects out there, and that's the main reason I'm selling. There's a lot of prospects out there. Manti Te'o is just one of them, and I think it's too soon to target that. So let's wait and see how this plays out. Way too soon to be targeting guys.
Yeah, he ran the 4.8s in the 40-yard dash at the combine. His hope is once he gets to his pro day that he's going to be more in that 4.6, 4.5 range. Do you think he's available to the Ravens when they draft?
I think it's very questionable whether he is. I mean, a lot of what I've been reading and hearing is that he's not slipping out of the first round. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, that 40 time may have his stock may have dropped a little bit, but people know he's a football player. There's a lot of issues with him. He may be a bargain towards the end of the first round. So I'm not sure he'll be there.
Yeah, sometimes you never know if the Ravens are excited when they see that 40 time and, you know, maybe he's dropping and he might be available to them. You never know. All right, the next one here, this is from the Baltimore Sun. This says that conditions have to be ideal for Joe Flacco to succeed. Are you buying or selling that?
I think I'm selling that. That's tough on Joe. Obviously, the conditions were ideal at the end of the year, and he did succeed. You know, with a new offensive coordinator, with the offensive line fixed up, and those two factors are being credited for really helping fuel Flacco's performance in the postseason. But I think you got to give Joe credit for what happened in the postseason. He played some great football. And, from my own opinion, I think that Joe's turned a corner a little bit. There's been some inconsistencies in the past. I think you're going to see less of that going forward. He's got confidence. He had some good games last year when the situation wasn't ideal for him. So, I just don't agree with that. I think that going forward, he's going to have a higher general level of performance than you've seen before. And I think that he'll be able to rise and excel in a lot of situations.
And, of course, the Ravens hope that he can kind of continue that ascension and continue to rise next year. And they also hope that they're able to get a long-term deal in place over the next couple of days here before that March 4th deadline when they have to decide whether they franchise him or not. All right, John, so that's all the time that we have. Thank you very much.
Sure thing.
And keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.